So I wonder if you or someone you know has been put in a position where you've maybe went from being the staff member or the team member to being placed in charge of everyone. It can be quite a daunting but exciting challenge adapting to the new role. But it can be especially daunting when the person who was in charge has left and you can no longer go to them for advice. This morning, we meet a man called Joshua, who's went from being Moses' helper to being placed in charge of the people of Israel. A responsibility that I'm sure left him feeling full of anxiety, apprehension, and worry. But in the midst of this, in the midst of his commissioning by God, God eases these worries and anxieties as he reminds Joshua of his covenant promise that we read in verse 9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua could be courageous because as God speaks to Joshua, God reassures him of his presence with his people and that he can trust that God is with him and that ultimately that God is faithful. In the uncertainty of everything that is going on around us, God is reminding us today of his immeasurable love and his unfailing hope. That even though there is uncertainty in the world around us, we can be sure of the certainty of God's faithfulness and love as we come to him and find our courage and our strength in him. And so this morning, as we turn our attention to Joshua chapter 1, we see Joshua and the Israelites being prepared by God for a new beginning. And so today we're going to spend a little bit of time thinking about those new beginnings and the courage that we need to take them. So in the passage this morning, we see new beginnings through a new leader. So as many of you know, I love following football. And one of the things that has always intrigued me is when a football club hires a new manager. Because it always brings with it a sense of optimism. Just like when Steven Gerrard became the manager of Aston Villa last year, and Eddie Howe, the manager of Newcastle United, and hopefully Erik ten Hag is the manager of Manchester United. When there's a new manager, there's a new sense of hope that things are going to be different, that the old ways have gone, and that there's an expectation that something better is to come. And so in our passage this morning, we see that God's people were finally ready for a huge adventure. So in the story so far, we see how God is faithful because God has been with them through their tremendous deliverance from Egyptian slavery, through nation-making at Sinai, through rebellious unbelief at the edge of the land of promise, and through the death of an entire generation, God has led and cared for his people. And so it was a new day with Joshua as their new leader, as the new generation prepared to enter the new land, strengthened by God's presence, they knew that every good thing that had been promised to them was about to happen. In verses 6 and 9, we see God remind Joshua, be strong and courageous three times. Usually when something is repeated like that, it's because they're not good at it and need reminded about it. And so God is reminding them that because their hope is founded in him, the everlasting God, that they can be strong and courageous. God encourages Joshua as he leads the Israelites to keep the book of the law on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything that is written in it. To put his trust in God, Joshua is to give careful attention to God's word so that he can follow it and be led by God. And so what God says to Joshua, he is also saying to us today. God is calling us to live courageously for him. And to do that, he calls us to study, to contemplate, and to digest his word, to keep it central to our lives, and know God's love and grace in our hearts and our minds, so that we can fully trust in God and follow him more closely. But secondly, we see the new beginning in the promise of new land. See, the wilderness where the people were currently at and were living was never meant to be their final destination. God had a land that he had promised to his people, And so we see in verse 2, God tells Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I'm about to give them to the Israelites." So the journey they had been on through the wilderness wasn't about the distance they had to travel, but it was about the condition of their hearts. God wasn't simply just transporting them to a new land free from slavery. He was preparing them to worship him and to live in the promised land as his people. He wanted them to put their trust in him for their daily bread, their courage, and their hope that they needed for each day. However, the people had been unfaithful, and it kept breaking God's covenant. And so the journey and the stay in the wilderness that should have took around 11 days ends up taking around 40 years. But even though they had been unfaithful, God reminds and encourages them that he is faithful, and that they would live in the land God had promised to their ancestors, and that they can have courage because God is with them, and that they are his people. It can be difficult leaving and moving somewhere new, and if you've ever moved house, you'll know the difficulties that come with moving. When I was a child, we moved house a couple of times, and there was always a difficulty in making sure that you had everything packed and ready. Potentially, it was also a time where you took time to get rid of some of the old stuff that you maybe weren't going to take with you. You also had to make sure that the new house was ready and that everything was ready and it was all safe and ready to go. And so even though there's a new excitement about the new house and the future, it can still bring with it anxiety and worry about what lies ahead, and even sadness about leaving the old behind. And so, like the people in our passage, God is calling us to trust in him each day and to find our hope and our courage through him as we take hold of his gracious love and his mercy. Maybe this morning you've been feeling like it's a time of wilderness, possibly even been feeling far away from God, maybe unsure of the road ahead, or even maybe feeling that you haven't fully grasped the promise that God has given you. God is lovingly calling you today to return to him, to put your trust in him, and to be lovingly renewed by his Spirit and covenant of grace, to put your trust in him, to lead you and guide you. And so as they prepare for the new land, we see Joshua is confident in God's strength and willing to turn to God for direction. And we see the key to everything that Joshua does is how he submits to God and follows and obeys God's command. And so just like God is preparing the people through Joshua to take hold of the new land, God is preparing us through his son Jesus for a new relationship with him. Which leads us on to our final point. Finally, we see new beginning through new life. In verse 11, we see Joshua go through the camp and tell the people, "Get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross into the Jordan and you will take possession of the land that God is giving you." How exciting that must have been for them. They're finally ready to take hold of the covenant promise that God has made. The promise of new life to the Israelites was about to be fulfilled in the promised land. And so as the people prepare to enter the new land, they accept the promise to follow God and to trust in him. As our passage this morning reminds us, ultimately God is in control, and the people's current circumstances weren't going to last forever. Even today, during the stress and the worry and anxiety caused by COVID, the cost of living crisis, everything that's happening in Ukraine, and every trial and challenge we face, we can trust that God is faithful, that he is greater than the challenges we are currently facing, and that he is giving us the strength and the courage we need for each new day. Our new moderator, the Reverend John Kilpatrick, as he was elected during the week, spoke of his theme being "Grace Works," and how it is through God's grace that our lives are transformed as we are made new. And it's not by our actions, but it is by God's grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 tells us, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, but this is a gift from God. When the Bible speaks of God's covenant of grace with his people, it explains how our relationship with God is made by him and exists on his terms. It's a merciful gift from a loving heavenly Father, that through God's grace we find peace with God and everything we need to live for him each day. We also have the eternal hope in a perfect coming kingdom as our home, where Jesus will rule forever as our gracious covenant king. Today, God's covenant of grace is fulfilled by his son Jesus on the cross. John chapter 3 verse 16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life." There is no greater love than this, than the sacrifice that Jesus gave us as he took the punishment that we deserve for the sin in our lives, when he died on the cross and rose again, defeating sin and death. And so when we put our trust in Jesus to be the new leader in our lives, we can know the joy of our relationship with God being restored. And so when we put our trust in Jesus as a new leader in our life, we find new life, a life that is full of joy, mercy, love, and peace. And so even though we will face tough situations, we'll face setbacks, we'll face difficult challenges, and we will face temptation, because of God's promise in verse 5 when he says, "I will never leave you or forsake you," we can live in the joy of never having to face anything alone, because we can know that Jesus walks alongside us and he helps us to live for God each day. So this morning, as we think about the new beginning in Joshua, we're being called to a new beginning in Christ, where Jesus is at the center of our lives. And so God is calling us to step out courageously in faith where he has placed us, holding on to his word and trusting in him. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the new beginning that you give us through Jesus. And Father, we pray that as we go into this new week, that you may help us to remember your amazing, unfailing love for us and your faithfulness. And Father, we just pray that you may guide us this week. In your son's name we pray. Amen.